Good morning, everybody. It's 11 o'clock. It feels like we're having 11s, actually. We should have biscuits on the table. I'm sitting with a gentleman called Sheridan. We met at Antenna probably about a month ago, maybe, at one of the networking events, Tuesday, Thursday night, whichever it was. And what was interesting was that Sheridan's been away to the US discovering a whole bunch of stuff about co-working, but there's also a sustainability edge. So we're just sitting down to have a little bit of a meeting. Sheridan, welcome.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about this LEED sustainability thing that you've just been involved with in Nottingham. What's that about?
Okay, so LEED International is one of the UK's, one of the world's leading training programmes for sustainable leadership. So I've just been accepted onto their training programme, which lasts about 30 days over the course of the year. There'll be a lot of project work, leadership skills development, and the opportunity to network with people throughout Europe. And one of the reasons I was able to get this is because of my earlier trip to the USA on the Nottingham Roosevelt Scholarship.
Right.
So everything's kind of, one opportunity has led to another opportunity.
And as is always the case.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the scholarship. How's that work?
Okay, so the Nottingham Roosevelt Scholarship was set up just after the Second World War by the Lord Mayor. As a way of kind of remembering all the work that Franklin Roosevelt did to help end the war. So since 1949, when the first scholar went out there, over 130 scholars have gone out to America as part of a professional development scholarship. So it's a way of learning about something related to your profession, but also an opportunity to represent your city, in this case Nottingham.
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any other city in the UK having such a strong relationship with America, like Nottingham does. And one of the great things about the scholarship is that it's still endorsed by the Roosevelt family. So most scholars get to stay with the grandson of President Roosevelt, Haven Roosevelt. So I spent 3 days living with him in his summer house, and it was amazing. An always surreal experience, walking to my room and passing portraits of Franklin Roosevelt and Eleanor Roosevelt on the wall. Just an incredible experience.
So have you, I can well imagine this sort of like steeped in history and sort of like having to take all that in and compartmentalise all that sort of stuff. So what was the takeaway from that? You know, what did that change your thinking about things? Or?
Well, the whole reason I went to America was, or the topic I was looking at was social entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested in individuals that are trying to solve or use business practices to solve social and environmental problems. So initially I was going out there to look at how support organisations in America support social entrepreneurs through funding and mentorship. But I soon realised that there's a lot more complexity to that. The social entrepreneurship ecosystem, as it was termed in America, was huge and ever-changing. So I actually ended up looking at four separate areas. The role of support organisations, the role of universities in inspiring future leaders, co-working spaces and incubation spaces as a way of bringing people together in a creative environment, and networking organisations. And what Haven Roosevelt managed to do is actually bring some of his contacts, where he lives in Massachusetts. So while I was staying with him, he invited some of his contacts to his house, and we had deep conversations about sustainable agriculture and sustainability in general. So he provided, where possible, contacts that would help me further down the line.
Okay. So, wow, for a start, that's pretty amazing. I can imagine then coming back to Nottingham fired up with all that enthusiasm, and then sort of finding different pockets of people that are sort of singing from this kind of, I'm going to use a terrible word, hymn sheet, but what there must have been some stark differences when you got back. Sort of explain those a little bit for me.
Sure. I mean, before I even went away, people kind of warned me that America is a different mentality altogether, or Americans have a different mentality, very much about the individual and the individual conquering and kind of taking charge. Whereas in the UK and Europe, it tends to be a lot more collaborative in some respects. So certainly coming back to the UK, the hardest challenge for me was keeping the momentum going, because I've networked quite a lot in America, in the UK, in Nottingham before I went away, and Nottingham's got a lot of potential, but I think a lot of the connections aren't well established, or there's a lot of potential there to make new connections. So the hardest challenge for me was kind of coming back, utilising the network that I'd built up and finding that support, and also trying to create a new platform. People asked me whether I'd go down to London after I got back and with all this experience. And in London, I think I'd be a very small tadpole in a very big pond. Whereas in Nottingham, although the infrastructure isn't quite right, it's a blank canvas. There's huge opportunities to really create a hub of activity in Nottingham. It's just bringing the pieces together, which is now the next challenge.
So for somebody who obviously, like myself, who moved to Nottingham after, you know, I've been, had kept connections with Nottingham for probably over 20 years, in and out of Nottingham, and somebody who's seen the same opportunities as you in the last year, year and a half, in terms of being that conduit between old school businesses, old school thought leaders, and, you know, new school thought leaders. You've got things like university, it's got fantastic eco footprint going on over there, and they're building some incredible projects. What is the stumbling block? How do we need to adapt and nurse some of these questions that obviously people have? How do we do that?
I think the key, one of the, well, certainly we need to focus more on the community. If one thing I learned about in America, it was all the organisations I met in one way or another focused on their community first before they then launched a project. Mm. So what I'm trying to do is utilise Nottingham's strengths in terms of it has a lot of sector-based networking groups. So you've got Not Tuesday, you've got the kind of antenna networking groups, you've got Bioscience. What I'm trying to do is actually setting up a new networking group that tries to identify the individuals across all those sectors that want to have a positive impact on people and planet.
Nice.
So I'm focusing with the community, building the community, and then what I hope to do in the next few months is launch a recruitment business that tries to aim and match ambitious, driven individuals that are trying to solve, so match them with organisations that are trying to solve social and environmental problems. So I'm trying to take what I've learned from America, focus it on, bring back the best practice that I learned out there and try and encourage Nottingham to be the best it can be. But I think we do need to start working on encouraging startup businesses. I think that's where true economic value really comes in. And Nottingham's got a lot of potential again, but I don't know whether it's really encouraging people to be entrepreneurial in their own.
So I just noticed on your Twitter this morning, last question, that you have a link about, you've been accepted in this LEED program, and that requires a little bit of funding to get to where you need to go. Can you sort of give us a little bit of information, how people can contact you, give us your Twitter details? Because obviously you're going to do some crowdsourcing or fundraising for this, right?
That's right. So I'm at the moment looking at the different crowdsourcing platforms in which to use, particularly. A lot of them focus on projects or startup capital. So I'm trying to find a platform that focuses on the individual. But people can contact me by tweeting me on SDC, SD Chilvers at Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll check about that. Or they can contact me via Hotmail at Sheridan_Dion@hotmail.com. And basically this scholarship will provide me the next personal development opportunity for myself. It will connect me with a lot of entrepreneurs around America. My background's the environmental sector by profession, so I'm very interested in looking at businesses that want to have a positive impact on people and planet. And this scholarship will provide me with that community that will help me, that allow me to do that.
Cool. Well, all the best with that. I really like the idea of recruitment, connecting people with business, because I think there is a massive disconnect there between sort of social advocates that are out there doing stuff. And, you know, the brand doesn't know how to nurse them, if you like, into the business. So I think that's a really good conduit to link it up. So all the best with it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in. And we'll catch up with you soon.